Now, let's learn how to play a rock and roll rhythm. Rock and roll is very simple, just 4 counts, and on every count, play the hi-hat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And on the first beat and the third beat, play the bass drum. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And on the second and fourth, play the snare drum. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is rock and roll.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
Wait! You can't burn it, baby!
All systems go.
Oh,
no,
penis go.
Stop it. What?
Knock it off.
I always say it.
I know. It's annoying.
Oh, vagina go.
Hey, it's the Rooster Cross.
Hey, what's up?
It's the Brokeback Aristocrats.
Yeah. He's Derek. I'm Pat.
And with us, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roll, I'm Mr. Steve.
Say hello, Steve.
Hi.
He's going to be doing the show with us today.
He's the talent.
My name is Rudy.
The talent. Steve Rudy.
Please welcome Steve Rudy.
Steve Rudy, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Rudy.
I like that.
So we're doing the show in the blizzard of 06.
Wow, it is snowy out.
It sure is.
It won't stop.
It won't. Nargatory on the stoppage.
We're on the eastern coast in Jersey.
Yeah, and it's snowing a lot.
And it's snowing.
Pat couldn't get his car out to shovel his poor mother's driveway.
Nope, so I'm staying in.
Pat, could you please come shovel the driveway?
I get to their garage and I'll just say I got snowed in. Drive all the way back.
You're like driving home.
Yeah, I can't get out.
With Pat, I gotta go to the grocery store and get my medication.
But yeah, there's really a lot of snow.
Yeah, Ma, I can't get out. Wait, hold on for a second, Ma. Yeah, can I get a number one with cheese?
Do you want that biggie size?
Your
Pat,
dad,
who's there?
Your dad started it. Shovels in the snow.
Your dad started for you. You just got to finish. It's just a shovel sticking out of the snow.
Your dad started it. He opened the garage door. And he found the shovel. The plastic shitty one you can't do nothing with.
The one when you were 5.
Your dad started. He bought a shovel in 1976.
It still works. It just needs new batteries, that's all.
Okay, I don't get that at all.
It still works.
Batteries.
Barteries.
Barter-boot-bars.
Ridoculars.
Beateries. So it's snowing. Have you guys been following this hockey story?
Right to the news.
Have you?
I heard a little bit about it.
Well, I haven't really followed it, but what I do like is the headlines that they're giving.
It's
Wayne Gretzky's wife
is
apparently running some sort of betting ring.
Weren't you telling about it, Steve?
Jersey?
Yeah, I don't think she was running it. She just gave
she was
money.
Involved with. I really don't know. The
she
whole
was
story.
Doing.
She just placed bets for her hubby.
Yeah,
for her hubby.
That's all. It's like a Charles Manson kind of thing.
So she could take the heat, and he can just keep on living.
Keep on playing hockey.
Keep on playing them hockey.
Well,
I really don't care about the story, but I do like the headlines they're giving, and the New York Post and the Daily News every day. Cover of the New York Post: Betsky. Huh?
That is bad.
Betsky with a picture of him and his wife.
Naked.
It is really terrible.
Picking his nose.
We got another one.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah?
Should we explain that one, at least?
All right.
What was that? When was that, Steve?
I think it was the last Olympics. He was up in the booth watching the game, and he was about to go in for the big pick. And then somebody else next to him noticed the camera was on him.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah, the Jumbotron. They got his attention right before he went to pick the red one. He was looking for a winner.
I said, "Hey, wait,
hey, wait, oh, hey, hey!" And he scratched his cheek. And he didn't get the pick.
That's a joke.
So we got a whole thing on that. Another headline: Why heavens to Gretzky?
Oh.
Wife bet $500,000.
Heavens to Gretzky.
She apparently bet $500,000 on the coin flip alone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
For this past Super Bowl.
50-50.
Crazy.
50-50.
You got a good chance of winning.
Yeah. Who's going to take that bet? Like, what?
We should do a bet right now.
Apparently,
coin toss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's a coin?
There's no money right here.
There's one.
I'll bet 20, and you guys can each bet 500 grand.
Yeah, I got a coin.
I'll bet you $5.
All right, I got some coins.
That's a lot of money.
Pick one.
All right.
That's Derek. You're playing with Derek's rent money.
I need
that. All
right,
$500,000. Everyone in?
$500,000. I bet.
What?
I bet heads.
Heads, Steve?
$500,000.
I like head.
You like head?
Yes.
I'm going to go for tails. Ready? $500,000.
Ready?
Heads.
Woo.
We win.
I don't know how she did. That's,
we win.
Doesn't seem fair to me.
I don't get it how me and Pat make money off that.
I don't either.
We didn't.
I don't know.
We don't have any.
I'd like to, though.
Another headline. This one I really like. Gretzky's better half on thin ice.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Get it better? Like,
yeah.
She's a better on thin ice?
Oh. Better half.
Then they have, after great one, mess was best of rest. Mark
Messier. Who was that?
Messier. I don't know. He has something to do with it.
Was that New York Post?
That was his long time butt buddy.
His butt buddy.
His gay sex buddy.
Gret's mess gets uglier.
Oh, boy.
And Doe Canada.
Jesus.
D'OH Canada on the back page of the New York Post the other day. And my favorite one.
That was completely obscure, though. They could have just been like gay Canada.
Doe Canada.
Or stupid Canada.
Everyone knows Doe. It's in the dictionary now.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure. My favorite one. Are you ready? Stop watching Lego Star Wars.
Go ahead. No,
pay attention.
It's very interesting.
It is. Wayne's World of Trouble.
Oh.
Excellent.
Take that paper.
Okay.
When I go to the bathroom, I'm going to wipe my ass with it.
I don't blame you, because that is bad.
I bet you $500,000 you don't do it.
I got a 50-50 chance. Either I will or I won't.
True.
I probably won't, though. You're right.
But what'd you have for breakfast?
But you just went home 2 minutes ago, and you did probably just take a greasy one.
Greasy.
Took a greasy one.
I took it.
Hey, honey, I'm going to take this over to the show.
You left it in the bowl and then took it out and brought it here.
I had a little fish fish net. Fish catcher.
Yummy.
So that's going on. And it's snowing.
That's
and
pretty
we're here.
Fun. Snowing.
We're recuperating from the Hot Wing Challenge last week. Right, Carly? Yeah.
And, of course, we are minus Eric.
Yeah, Carly was up all night with a stomach ache. Eric didn't feel too good.
No.
That was fun.
Eric didn't look
I felt
too good.
Good.
You weren't here.
That's why I felt good.
I felt good about not being here.
I did get gas just listening to it.
Did you?
No. Mm. I just had
gas. How was the poop?
The poop?
Yeah.
Mine was fine. I think Carly's burnt a little, right, Carly? 2 days in a row, Carly was shitting fire.
That is gross.
Yeah. Really gross.
Did you smell it?
Dude, I had jalapenos on a Subway salad one time, and I swear to God, I was launching flames from my anus. It's no joke. It burned so bad. It was like I burned a hemorrhoid off, and it was, oof, brutal.
I believe it.
Did you have to get the fire extinguisher?
Just one jalapeno?
No, luckily it was one of them turds that bloop and then like splash up and cool down.
You know, guys, Eric isn't here, so we're free to do something.
What?
Uh-oh, what's that?
Oh.
Oh.
Do super fart. Far from space.
Nice.
That was the first ever fart in space.
That was fun.
I did have a half a gallon of apple juice before I came here.
Wow.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to brew that up.
You're going to take the wireless mic into the bathroom.
And it really smells bad. It's pretty bad.
I'm gonna go. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you
got it?
He ain't lying.
Shit.
Yeah.
If only the listeners could smell this. It stinks.
In smell-o-vision. I mean hearing.
Smell-o-hearing.
There is a good possibility that I might take the wireless mic in there and blast some arena farts out into the bowl.
Arena farts.
Stadium farts.
Echo blast.
We won't even have to put the echo on.
No, you won't. That's exactly the point.
That's great.
This kid Steve farts louder than I think anyone I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Next to Derek.
No.
I think he's worse than you.
I think you're 10 times worse.
Yeah. Definitely worse.
He's a cell phone whore, too.
Yeah.
He's always on the fucking phone.
He's just a whore.
He's just a whore in general. Who's that? Who are you talking to?
My wife.
Your wife?
Telling me that our marriage isn't working.
Are you serious?
You want to break it to her on the show?
Let's have her on the show.
You want to call her up?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
We could do that.
Yeah, we can call her up. You guys can talk on the phone on the air.
No, I'd rather not.
We can cut this out.
Yeah.
Something tells me you won't.
Oh, it's the truth. So what else is there?
Snow.
Blizzard of 06.
Finally.
Wonder how many inches there are.
You know,
so
I got stuck coming here. I pulled into the spot and I got stuck.
Nice.
I made it all the way here and then got stuck parking.
I'm sitting there waiting for an hour waiting for you. You know, finally you call. Hey, what's up? I'm here. I'm stuck.
I'm here.
Could you come push?
Help me get me into a spot.
How long are you there till you were unstuck?
I was rocking forth, back and forth about 15 minutes. It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. So was I.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got stuck trying to get out of one. I was like, get me in one.
No, I want to get stuck in a spot.
Oh, you wanted to because you didn't want to go shovel snow.
Yeah.
Oh, your poor mother. She's probably doing it herself now.
No, they probably have the neighbors do it.
Do they really need it done? What is it with parents?
I don't know.
They have to have it done right away. While it's snowing, they're out there shoveling.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't get the point.
Me neither. It's where people shoveled out here. It's snow on it again. What's the point?
Start shoveling now, and then we'll shovel again tonight. And we'll do it again tonight at 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, gay. No, gay. You do it once.
And then they got upset. We're going to get a ticket if we don't shovel the sidewalk.
Who said that?
My parents always said that.
They don't do this. This is in New York.
No, I think his parents are right.
Yeah, they are.
Because they didn't want the mailman to take a slip and fall and get paid workman's comp for fucking 10 years.
Stupid shit like that.
I never heard of that.
It's gay. It's gay. I mean, who? It's like the nor'easter of, I don't know what year it was. We got a lot of snow.
It was 96, I think.
It was a lot of snow. And they said shovel the sidewalk while it was still snowing. Goes, my, it's like 3 feet of snow. I don't think anyone's going to be walking in this.
Yeah. I think the mailman will.
The mailman should have to carry his own damn shovel.
Yeah.
And he should shovel his own path to the mailbox.
They just give him like a shovel and a bag of friggin' salt.
Friggin' salt.
Here you go. Here's Joe's friggin' salt.
It's the guy in the picture. Hey, try my salt. It's the best, all right?
He's all unshaven, fat guy.
In a Guido shirt or wife beater.
Hey, Joe's friggin' salt. Best salt around, swear to God.
Give it a shot. I guarantee it.
What are you drinking there, Steve?
Coca-Cola.
Oh.
USA, proud sponsor of the Olympic team.
Wow.
Olympics.
Olympics.
Did you have a game?
Yeah, but I want to see if more people will come.
Oh,
we got a game today.
Got a game. That's cool.
We got a game. We got news. Some people saw Jesus on a pancake.
Oh, I love pancakes.
I like when people see Jesus, you know, everywhere.
A couple in Ohio saw the image. whipped up in a weekend breakfast of pancakes.
I seen Jesus one time.
With a picture.
I got to check this out.
Oh, I got to see
I seen Jesus one time in a shit stain that I had in my underwear.
I had Jesus. He looked like face in a loogie.
But see, I didn't just see him. He talked to me. He told me not to wipe.
So I went the rest of the day with a shitty ass.
He had a clothespin on his nose.
He said, "Jesus Christ, that stinks."
He went, "Oh, me, that stinks."
I'm looking at this picture here you got. It looks more like a drunk Santa Claus with a burnt beard.
Let me say.
Not Jesus.
It looks more like my childhood.
Drunk Santa Claus?
What is that? I smell like daddy.
It looks like you got a whole bunch of burnt beard.
Burnt beard. Like the cans were on fire and he just kept drinking because he loved it so much.
If that looks like Jesus, though, he's bald. He's bald in that picture.
Yeah, I can kind of see how it looks like Santa.
But I guess by now he'd be pretty old and balding.
How can people never see Santa and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell is this about?
I'd rather see Santa. I think that's more wholesome.
Or the Easter Bunny.
Or, you know, Willem Dafoe. Ohio couple sees Willem Dafoe in pancakes.
Or Abe Bagoda.
Abe Bagoda. They stole my candy.
You want to eat me?
Now that I think about it, I've seen him in my shit stains, too.
He is a shit stain.
He is.
His look on his face.
Just an old shit stain. Yeah.
With his big bushel eyebrows. He's probably got shit stains in his eyebrows.
You want your maple syrup?
A hooker sat on my eyebrows in 1905.
Art 5?
Art.
Art.
That's zero.
Yes.
And I still got a shit stain in it.
You want to smell? You want some geebers?
Just...
That's all I can afford.
You said no inside jokes.
I broke the cardinal rule 2.2 seconds after the show started. No inside jokes, Rudy.
What, geebers? Geebers are just cheap goobers.
That Steve's dad buys.
Yep.
ShopRite brand. Everything ShopRite brand.
ShopRite Geebers.
We should go and like...
Half the price, but it still tastes like shit.
Yeah, it does. And then it makes you shit.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you know what we should do?
Make chocolate-covered corn.
We should eat, in the beginning of the show one day, like eat like sugar-free gummies or something. And then... and then... Or before the show. And then while the show's, you know, happening, we'll see who goes poop first.
What, they make you poop?
Yeah, remember the time we had the sugar-free gummy worms and shit?
No.
You don't remember that? Nope. It was at the gas station.
Vaguely.
Yeah, we wanted like gummy bears and shit, and we could only find the sugar free.
You're a great storyteller.
Fuck you.
You remember the time that we ate the that stuff at the diner that time?
And we took a shit.
There was one time I had something nasty at the diner. I can't remember quite what it was, but I did shit my pants at the diner.
Dude, we used to go to the diner every night after work when we worked at the friggin' pizza place.
Every night.
Every night. And every night I would shit myself as soon as I got home.
But see, I actually shit myself while sitting in the booth. And I had one of our other friends drive us home, and I leaked on his seat.
I remember that.
Oh, God.
And I think there's a stain to this day.
You gotta go. And I had to go, and I didn't have time to take my pants off.
Or run to the bathroom.
So it was either sit in torturous, cramping pain.
Or say, excuse me, can you get out of the way? I have to go to the bathroom.
No time for that. There was shit. No time. That sharp, stabbing pain, I couldn't handle it. I just had to blast my pants. Spray paint my underwear.
Do you remember we went to the diner like 2 weeks?
That was the time night. I seen Abe Bagoda. Abe Bagoda.
It smells in here.
Why do you keep eating at the diner if it gives you such duty?
No more pork roll, egg, and cheeses.
What do you say you cut out the bacon, egg, and cheese, huh?
On a bagel. Toasted bagel. The bastard stole my pork roll. Carly's getting pisnest.
Pisnaznes.
Carly's getting pisnest.
At Star Wars.
That's Lego Star Wars. At a child's game.
Just imagine if she had the actual Legos. They'd be across the room by now.
They were real.
Look how pissed she is.
She's so pissed. She was supposed to do the show with us. She's just like.
She didn't even crack a smile.
She's so pissed.
Yeah.
I used to get pissed like that too playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did.
Throwing controllers across the room and shit.
I would punch my TV until it turned green and blanked out.
And my knuckles were broken.
Yes.
Taking a break?
She's got to put calories in so she has more energy.
Yeah. She's burning calories with her thumbs.
With her fingers, yeah. I do that too.
I used to actually take the controller and wing it around like a broke back mountain rope and just throw it at the TV as hard as I could.
We should get a picture of Pat's broke back pajamas.
He actually has pajamas.
He's got pajamas.
That sport the two characters from Brokeback Mountain.
With like cowboys talking to each other on a fence and riding horses.
And then one guy's showing his big bulge in his pants to the other guy. And the other guy's like, not bad.
It's a valid and wonderful choice, guys.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
It is a valid and wonderful choice to wear the pajamas.
He's so brave. He's wearing gay pajamas.
And look, if you look, the one horse on his shirt here notices what's going on and takes off for the fucking hills.
He takes off for the armpit.
He don't want no part of that. He's like, I'm out of here.
Wait, what? There's a little comic strip of gay cowboys.
But then you're not wearing matching pants today. You have polo.
Well, they got all wet from the fucking snow.
The fucking snow.
They got all wet.
From my semen, yeah.
Yes.
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 You don't have to drive my semen. Because I found my CDs and I got semen on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did record a lot of farts, though, on my cell phone.
Did you?
Yes.
Maybe we could play them when we get back.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Maybe we'll do a fart session.
I like farting.
I like farting, too.
Yeah, we all do.
What do you have, like 50 farts on your phone?
At least.
At the minimum.
At the bare minimum. Perhaps 100.
I'll bet you $500,000 that I have at least 50 farts on my phone.
At least.
Maybe 52.
Maybe 50-49.
50-40.
Let's take a break.
I was having fun doing that.
No. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
Bye. I want a nasty little Jewish princess with long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. Lonely inside. Well, she can't swallow my pride. Little Frank Zappa.
La la la.
Stinky Jewish princess.
I want a stinky little Jewish princess.
La la la.
With a big old nose.
And a huge bacon strip.
Ew.
Covered with rug hair.
And a pagoda.
Hey, how you doing? I'm in this vagina.
How you doing? I'm in this here vagina.
Hey, what's up? It's Owen.
Hey, how you doing? It's Owen.
Oh, Steve's got a phone call.
This just in, Steve's got a phone call.
I'm really getting sick of that phone, Steve. Why don't you shut it off? Huh?
Please shut off all cell phones before show.
Seriously.
I put mine on vibrate.
I always have mine on vibrate.
I enjoy it.
Because I am not rude.
That's why you didn't hear me when I was calling when I was stuck in the snow.
Well, you know, I was on vibrate until you were listening to
That's
my farts.
That's why I called Carly, you, and then Steve picked up. Mary, I'm crying in the snow and
I can't get to my mommy.
Bob,
I can't get down the snow. Sometimes I can't get out.
I'm all dizzy after doing that.
She needed you to dig the van out so they can go get some Metamucil and shit. And you didn't even want to go.
Now they can't duty.
You're like, fuck that shit. I'm going to do an internet radio show instead.
Yeah.
Fuck their bowels.
They got Raisin Brain at home.
Fuck them. So we're going to play a little game.
Oh, I love games. Is it going to
really?
Be in the snow?
If you want.
That's I hate the snow.
No, you don't. Everyone loves the snow.
I like looking at it.
Well, I like looking at thermostats.
Bird cages.
I don't like using them.
And computers.
And video games.
And chairs.
Wow.
Shut that phone off.
Is that five different people or is that the same person?
I want a divorce. Jamie. Be home for dinner.
I want a divorce. See you later.
We're going to Applebee's, right?
Take me to Applebee's. Oh, P.S. I want a divorce. Peace.
Peace. Later.
Later. Ladyator. Again?
Going off now.
Steve, get your toe away from my ass, please.
I kind of like it there.
Well, I don't.
You really do.
No, but here's the thing. You do. All right, so we're going to play a little game.
Yay. Is it in the snow?
No.
Fuck you, asshole. You know what? Fuck this.
No, Pat.
Stop doing this fucking show.
Pat, come back.
Fuck you.
You don't even have a reason to leave this time.
You could go dig your mom out.
Pat, I'm covered in snow.
He's back now.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. You like TV shows?
No.
Well, then we're not going to play.
You know, fuck it. I'm leaving.
No,
then.
Don't leave.
I'm gonna fucking play this
don't
shit.
Don't leave. Come back.
Oh, fuck you.
Come sit down.
All right.
All right, I'm ready to play.
Fucking baby. All right.
All right, I'm ready to vagina.
So it's a game called TV Rewind.
Oh, we played this before.
We did, but it's a new edition.
Uh-oh.
Number two.
It is the cartoon edition.
I like cartoons.
They're all cartoon themes. And I'm going to play the theme. You ready, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to lose, but I'm ready.
Are you really?
See, probably. If Eric were here, he'd get every win.
Yeah, he would.
But Eric,
what you have to do is you have to name the TV show.
Doesn't like us.
With the corresponding theme that I play.
I get it.
But here's the thing.
Uh-oh. There's always a loop.
It's always a poop.
The themes are going to be in reverse.
Wow. Even more difficult.
And
even more retarded.
If you get it right, for an extra 2 points, you get to answer
a bonus question?
Yes, about the show.
You made this all up?
I did.
How long did it take you?
It took like 5 minutes before you guys got here yesterday.
Sweet.
You ready to go?
So it can't be that many questions.
There's 13.
Wow.
That's too many.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
We're going to get past two.
I know.
I'm just going to answer Ninja Turtles for everything.
Oddly enough, Ninja Turtles did not make it.
That's too obvious.
That is too obvious, especially with you here.
Derek, don't.
Don't.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, ready? No. Question number one.
Wait, is there a buzzer?
AIDS.
You just gotta yell it out.
DuckTales.
Oh, dude, you're cheating. My God.
What? How am I cheating?
You cheated.
How did I cheat?
Because you see me lip sync it first. I was like, and you're like, DuckTales.
You got it.
It's in my butthole.
You ready for your question?
I'm ready for my super duper bonus question.
Now, wait, if he doesn't get it right, do I get a chance to gain some points out of that?
Yes.
Nice.
However,
poo-poo.
However, if you get it right then, Steve, it's only worth 1 point.
All right then, whatever. Make more rules up as we go.
Winging this thing as we go.
This is aimed to make me lose.
Aimed to make Steve look like an idiot, which isn't that hard.
All right, so Pat gets a point. You ready for your question?
I think Pat knew the answer before it started. He was like, DuckTales.
Pat, you ready for your question?
Yes, I've been ready.
What are Huey, Dewey, and Louie's colors on their shirt?
Red, green, and blue.
Wow, you get it. 2 points for Pat. Opposed to the 1 point he already got. So it's 3-0.
Wow.
Shocking.
Yeah. Sharky. Ready for number two?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No.
Scooby-Doo?
Transformers?
Wow! You got it?
Very good, Steven.
I got one.
There
See?
You go. See? Being a fucking baby. That's because you saw me lip sync. That's one.
No, I just looked at Derek's eyes and I seen the answer in his pupils.
Are you ready for your question?
No. Yes, shoot. Shoot. Give it to me. Shoot.
Me in the face.
Complete this oft-repeated quote from Optimus Prime. Autobots, transform and blank.
Autobots.
Barts.
Geebers.
Transform and vagina.
Transform and unite.
No.
I'm wrong.
Pat?
Pat, can you steal it?
Transform and blank.
Transform and... What was the whole thing again?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Can you spell it?
Complete.
What is the origin of the sentence?
Complete this. Who's this?
Can you put that on vibrate, please?
Complete this oft-repeated quote from Optimus Prime. Autobots, transform and blank.
Transform and destroy?
No.
That was bad.
Correct answer was roll out.
Gay.
Roll out.
Oh.
Steve 1, Pat 3.
Losing. Me losing.
You ready for number 3?
Yes.
No.
I mean, no.
I always say that. All right. I'm never ready.
Mr. Belvedere.
Cartoons!
Ninja Turtles. Oh, Rugrats.
Rugrats. What
did he say?
I was going to say Rugrats.
Yeah, Rugrats.
Oh, God. I think I get that.
Don't yell too loud.
Rugrats are good.
Rugrats.
Pat's correct. Rugrats.
Yeah, but he's not going to get this bonus question. I'm going to.
Are you ready for your bonus question,
Fuck
Pat?
Yeah, I am, asshole.
Wow. Name the twin babies' names. Phil
and Will.
Wow.
Somebody had a lot of time in their hands.
I watched Rugrats. What do you want me to do?
Phil and Will. Would you have gotten that, Steve?
No. I would have passed.
All right, give it to Pat.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm Let's kicking ass.
If you are.
Oh, Dexter's Laboratory.
Nope.
I'm stumped.
Me too. You sure it's not Dexter's Laboratory?
I'm positive.
Oh, with Powerpuff Girls.
Wow.
That was...
Got me quicker. I knew it was something. It was something like Dexter's Laboratory or...
Something Nickelodeon.
Like Space Monkey.
Space Monkey.
They have a thing with a monkey. It's super. I don't know the answer.
Chemical X.
Chemical Monkey.
Are right, you ready for your question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are the names of the three Powerpuff Girls? Oop. I almost said it.
Dara.
Buttercup.
Yeah.
If you know this, you're gay.
Come on.
Do you have a Powerpuff Girls pajamas as well as your Brokeback Mountain ones?
Yeah, did you get that, dickhead?
Barely.
Come on, what's her name?
Buttercup, Phil, and Lil.
No. Steve, you want to go for the steal?
Buttercup,
yeah.
Huey, and Louie.
No. You don't know?
You're way off.
That's not it?
No.
Well, you have a vagina, you should know this. You pee sitting down.
I rub it instead of watching Powerpuff Girls.
So you don't know, Steve?
I don't know.
All right, on to the next one.
What's the answer? Well,
what's the answer?
I'm not telling you, faggots.
What's the answer?
Buttercup, Blossom, and Bubbles.
I said that.
He didn't, asshole. He said Phil and Lil.
Stop the radio show. I said Phil and Lil. And let's go back to see what Steve said, because I want to rub it in his face.
No.
Oh, what's the score, by the way?
Pat,
six.
Seven. Steven, one.
I'm in the rear with the gear.
All right, you ready for this one? All right, here's an easy one. You'll get this, Steve. Ready?
Oh, yeah, I bet.
A slow kid game.
Ghostbusters. Bobby's World.
No, fuck. Oh, Peanuts.
Very good, Pat.
You're an idiot.
He's getting so mad.
I'm out of here.
Pat gets...
Peanut. Peanut.
I actually said penis. That's what I had on my mind.
Oh. Are you ready for your question?
Yes. I'm ready to kick Steve's ass.
You already are.
And then lick it. I want to kick it more.
I can't even come back and win now. I'm just going to quit.
I can't win. I forfeit.
That's my question.
Pat?
Yeah.
How about from now on, if Pat gets the bonus question wrong, I get the points. I don't even have to answer.
maybe I'll catch up.
Maybe if you had Nickelodeon when you were a kid, you poor son of a bitch.
I didn't watch Nickelodeon. I watched Dukes of Hazzard and Knight Rider and the Fall Guy. I didn't watch Fruity Ass Peanuts.
Everyone knows this song, though.
Whatever.
Just because
Schroeder's playing the piano.
So you know his name.
Because I look like him.
You don't?
I know.
What a big vagina.
All right, here's your question.
Yeah.
What's the name of the kid that plays piano? No, just kidding.
You douche.
What enemy does Snoopy pursue when flying his doghouse?
Lars Van Strusten?
No. Steven, do you know?
Darkwing Duck.
Nargatory.
You're not even trying.
Nobody knows?
I am trying. I don't know the answer.
I have no idea.
I don't know the answer.
The Red Baron.
I would have never guessed that.
He made that up. I want to look at the internet. I want to Google that.
Google it.
Google whatever the hell you want. All right, you ready for the next one?
I want to poople it.
Family Ties.
Cartoon.
Cartoons.
All right, listen carefully.
Well, what's the score now? How far am I behind?
Now, oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
Suck. Come on. You knew it.
I know I knew it.
Don't you say it.
Why did you say it?
I have ADD.
He's like, dude, I know
this. I have to think about how to say it. That's all right. I'll get the bonus question on this one. I watched every episode 250 times.
I'm going to get a first anyway. What's the?
Okay, you ready for your question, Pat?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Beavis and Butthead creator Mike Judge made the movie Office Space. What's the name of the boss in Office Space?
Wow, I went way off the handle there.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the cartoon?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I thought it was a question about the cartoon.
Well, not necessarily.
Now the
here we go.
We make the rules up as
more,
we go.
Making up more fucking rules.
You ever see Office Space?
Yeah. What the hell was his name? Lindbergh. Lumberg.
No, Lumberg.
Lumberg.
First name?
No,
Bill Lumberg.
Very good.
Yeah, but he shouldn't get that because he.
Why not?
It was Lindbergh, and you're like, no. No, it's not. It's Lumberg. Oh, yeah, Lumberg. I'm getting ripped off.
How many points do
you have? Yeah, points. You have 42 points, probably.
10.
10 to 1. I need to get the rest right to win.
Oh, you big vagina.
How many is left? How many more questions?
We're on number 7. There's 13.
All right, I have to get the rest white.
White.
Yeah, we can edit
every
that.
Every bonus.
ADD. We have to edit that out.
All right, you ready?
No.
Go ahead.
Shoot. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Faggot, you ready?
Futurama.
Very good, Pat.
He's so pissed.
He knows the answers.
No, yeah. I do. It's a planet.
Absolutely does not.
You're so mad. I love it. I'm loving every second of it.
Are you ready?
Ready for my question to win.
Futurama voice talent Billy West also does the voices for what grossed out 90s cartoon duo?
Ren and Stimpy.
All right. So you fucking got it. What the hell you want from me?
A harder question.
A harder question.
That was pretty hard.
For you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just pass my next question to Steve. Only because I feel bad for
him. How about this?
It's open to everybody, by the way. Steve, you can shout out at any time.
I know. I understand that. But, Pat, how about when you get it, wait 2 more seconds before you answer, and I'll fire it out.
No. That's not the point of the game. The one who gets it first. I got it, and I said it.
You know, there's discrimination laws against the handicap.
Fucking retard.
You ready?
Chewbacca.
Question 8.
Chewbacca has Down syndrome.
If I say it in Chewbacca language, I might get it every time.
I don't speak Wookiee.
I do, so I win.
All right.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. I got this.
Say it.
Oh, Simpsons. I got it.
Oh.
I said that first.
Give me the points anyway, though.
I said the Simpsons first.
You did, Steve. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. And the answer to the question is Bort. That's a license plate they ran out of.
Yeah, you're gonna get so pissed. You ready?
Because it's gonna be something stupid. The writer of The Simpsons created the movie Casablanca.
Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah.
The Simpsons theme was done by Danny Elfman. Name three movies he also scored.
Three movies he also what?
Scored.
Yeah.
The music.
Yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. American Pie.
No.
Think hard.
I don't know the answer.
Come on, think.
I don't
Steve,
pay that much attention.
I want you to get this.
I don't pay that much attention. I have 2 points now. I'm happy.
You want me to give you a hint?
Is that okay, Pat?
I'm going to get it anyway.
Fuck, yeah. I'll give you a hint. Right. He worked very close with Tim Burton.
Just name Tim Burton movies, you fuck.
Santa Claus 2.
Asshole.
I don't pay attention to who scored anything.
Maybe you should I always that before you enter
I watch movies by looking at the rating and seeing if there's nudity in it. I don't look to see
I
who
want
scored.
Boobies.
I don't look to see, yeah, exactly. I don't see who scored.
All right, question see, goes to Pat.
Okay, yeah, watch this.
Batman 1 and 2 and Edward Scissorhands.
Thank you.
Oh, Batman 1 and 2 and Scissorhands. He didn't do 3.
He's so mad.
And Pee-wee, Big Adventure, Big Top Pee-wee.
I like
Beetlejuice. Nightmare Before Christmas.
See, I enjoy all those movies, but I don't look to see who scored them.
Well, you should watch. Scrooge. You never know.
Because usually when a movie's done,
Hot
I'm
to
done.
Trot.
All right.
To Die For?
What did I say? Santa Claus 2?
Yeah.
He's so mad.
Such an ass. All
right, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Red, green, and black.
I think he actually wore a yellow shirt. That question was wrong in the beginning.
No, it was red, blue, and green. All right, you ready?
His cousin wore
yellow.
Yeah,
here we go.
Steve, this one's for you.
Okay.
Okay.
King of the Hill.
Wow. Pat is quick.
He is good.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm usually out doing things.
Oh, no, you're not. It's yeah, the first right. time you've been out of the house in weeks.
I work nights.
So do I. Gee. All right. You ready, Pat?
Yeah.
What kind of fuel does Hank Hill sell?
Propane.
I'm ready.
I knew that.
I should. Why didn't you say it?
It's your question.
It is.
I thought you said it was open to everyone, the question.
No,
not the bonus one.
Oh, the bonus is open to
I can
to
just steal the
it.
Points. What is it, 13 to 2?
I say it's like 26.
17
to 2.
I can't possibly win.
Well, let's just continue anyway because I worked hard on this.
Okay.
Ready?
And plus the viewers, the listeners at home can dial in.
Yeah.
And call.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Family Guy.
Very good, Pat.
Very good, Pat.
Thank you. Whatever the question is, I'm going to get it.
Oh, really?
I know you probably worked really hard on this question.
Actually, I didn't.
You love Family Guy.
Off the top of my head. What's the name of Peter's favorite beer?
Oh, Pawtucket Patriot.
Thank you.
No. So I just knew that one.
Oh, so man.
It's 20 to 2.
Oh, he's so mad.
All right, question number 11.
No, I was expecting this blowout.
I'll give you something to blow.
Okay. Come on, Steve. You know it.
Oh, I'm not even listening.
The Muppet Babies.
Fraggle Rock.
Very good, Pat.
Thank you.
Muppet Babies.
Very good, Steve.
Woo!
No, yeah, it's good. It's good.
When your room looks kind of weird.
Having sex with a young pig.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Launching a load into her beard.
What famous 80s comedian did the voice for Baby Animal?
Somebody 80s. That went...
Bobcat Goldthwait?
No. Steve?
That's not even his name. Bobcat Goldthwait?
You're so... Fucking baby.
I'm losing. I'm going to be flat out.
Howie Mandel.
Wow, he gets it.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, right. let's clap for the baby.
Hang on a second.
Let's
on.
Clap for the baby.
Pat, I think
good you, boy. You didn't make poo-poo?
Yeah, I think I did. You know, I think you knew the answer to that one, Pat. You just
no, I really
felt bad.
Animal, right? You said?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that, I don't know.
It's pretty much just Bobby, but with a rasp in it.
Yeah, it's Bobby with laryngitis.
It's Bobby with throat cancer.
It's Bobby with a cancer kazoo.
My, how you doing?
All right, you ready for the second to last one?
Yeah.
My name is Bobby.
All right, let's shoot.
My name is Bobby, and I have cancer. They say I'll be dead in 2 months. I can't wait.
All right,
can I have a train for Christmas before I die?
Needless to say, that show didn't last too long, so they didn't get cancer. Well, they did the cancer show.
Howie Mandel didn't last.
All right, let's go. Ready?
Ready. Fraggle Rock?
Garfield and Friends.
Nope.
Animaniacs.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Pretty close.
Close.
It's a WB thing.
It's not Animaniacs.
No.
Oh, shit. Tiny Toons.
Carly was mouthing it to Steve. Pat still got it.
Oh, my God.
She was making, like, a little, like, with her hands, like, small and going, Tiny Toons.
I was like, who?
What?
Ninja Turtles.
Midget Turtles.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I got to hand it to you, Pat. That was pretty good.
All right, you ready, Pat?
Ready.
Let's do it all over.
You probably won't even remember him.
I know. I'll be like, Ninja Turtles.
All right, Pat, for 2 points, where does Go-Go the Dodo reside?
Acme University.
No.
I don't know.
Doesn't she bunk with the Animaniacs in the tower?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
The water tower where the Animaniacs
live. No, Animaniacs. Go-Go the Dodo. Where does he reside? Come on, Steve. You know this. You used to watch Tiny Toons. Everyone did.
At Acme University, I have sex with boys.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Wacky Land.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard of that place before.
All right, here's our last question.
Is one more?
Yeah, one more and that's it.
Come on, you can make it, Steve.
You can do it.
Maybe. Ninja Turtles.
What's it is, Ninja
And this
Turtles?
Question is worth 20 points.
Ooh. This is the final question. I have a chance.
You should make the last question 20 points.
Okay, you want to?
Yeah.
All right.
Carl, you can start.
I'll tell you what,
you
it's a tough one, too.
You can start whispering me the answer right now.
All right.
I'll be surprised if either of you get it.
Okay.
So I'll give you 20 points.
20 points. Right. You got it.
20 okay. points. I can still take it.
You can.
All right, ready?
What's the score? It's actually probably 42-3, so I wouldn't take it.
Actually, it's 22-3.
Oh,
I can win by one.
You can win by one.
Actually, I can win by more than one with the bonus question.
Yeah. Ready?
Let's go for it.
All right.
It's go time. Batman.
You suck.
See? I'm telling you, I watch that every day. Did you leave that one especially for me?
Kind of.
Cheating.
I have the DVDs.
That should be negative 20 points. He owns every cartoon on DVD.
I'm going to know the answer.
Jesus. All right. To be
Robbery.
Fair,
we should do, you know, one of us ring in. Like, say the answer first.
For the answer.
Yeah.
Because I am a Batman fan. Of course, as we all well know, not as much as Pat.
Yeah, I'm a big Batman fan.
All right, whoever yells out first gets 20
points.
1 point.
That can go for the tie or the win?
The win.
All right.
What Batman villain... what Batman villain's real name is...
Harvey?
Jonathan Crane.
The Scarecrow.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you say it?
You're faster than me. Oh, I really did know the answer to that.
Yeah, sure you did.
All right, so the score is... Pat, 44. Steve, 3. I'd like to thank everybody for playing.
I got 3 right. I got 3 points.
You did. That was fun.
That was fun.
I had a blast.
Was that fun, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going home now.
I'll see you assholes later.
I'm going home. This is boring.
It's boring watching Pat win.
It's boring watching Pat have fun.
Now Pat's going to go home and make himself some macaroni and cheese and enjoy the rest of his day.
Knowing that I kicked the shit out of Steve.
You're going to get stuck in your parking spot in the snow.
Knowing that he got every question right that was aimed for him to win.
I'll tell you what, last time we did this, Pat didn't get any. I think he got 2.
What was it? Was it cartoons or movies?
It was just regular TV
shows.
They were
TV shows.
Yeah, I might have won with that. We got to do this again next time.
Yeah, we will.
Something else.
Movies. Cooking shows.
You want me to do a bonus round? I got more theme songs.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Are they all cartoons?
What? No. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up, see if we can put something together for Steve.
Yeah. So he's not.
So I can win.
So he stops fucking crying over here.
I hate losing.
It's getting wet over here.
I hate losing. I'm a sore winner too. I'll rub it in his fucking face.
His couch is all fucking wet from him crying. Hey Steve, do you have to be sitting down here? Let me put the seat down for you.
Yeah, I gotta go change my pad.
All right, we'll be right back and wrap things up. It's the Aristocrats. Boom. That was a good break, huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
We're back with...
we all played Soggy Muffin.
Pat and the baby.
Say hey, baby.
Screw you guys.
Oh, the sore loser.
I didn't lose in Soggy Muffin.
I totally forgot how bad of a loser you were. I really did. It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
Or email us.
aristocratsdep@AOL.com.
We'll have to edit that, though.
Why?
D-E.
Ah, whatever. Depp. We like Johnny Depp. We're big Johnny Depp fans. What can I say?
You can come see him naked.
Come see him naked at our studios, ladies.
Come see his cack.
Come see his kiki. Hikiki.
Goggle. Goggle.
All right, you want to play... Steve was a little upset.
During the break, he was throwing around the coffee table.
Throwing stuff around.
He's getting all pissed and screaming at me.
He was just, "This is fucking bullshit."
He's taking pictures off the wall and throwing them.
I can't handle losing very well.
You really can't.
Place is a mess.
Fuckers. It
really is. So, you want to do some themes that maybe Steve will get?
No.
No, I like winning.
I like being.
There's only
going to
be a couple of one, and it's going to be Batman 1, 2, and 3. And Pat's going to go, Batman 1, Batman 2, and 3.
What's right. My bonus question? All
right, you want to do
Ice, Mr. Freeze. All right, let's do this so the baby shuts up here.
All right, Steve, listen carefully, Mr. ADD. Stop watching the fucking TV. Close your eyes. Okay?
Now, do you feel my nipple?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Thank you very much for playing, Steve.
Fantastic. Now go push your car out of the snow.
You fucking asshole.
Go get stuck in the snow.
That was fun.
If you get stuck, you can always use winter.
Got that?
A spoon.
It's a wooden spoon.
Hey, Pat, can I borrow your spoon?
Charles spoon. I don't know. That went nowhere.
Yeah. Got more news in your hand?
Yeah, a lot more news. Nice. What do you want? You want some news?
I
want
to make fun of some people.
I want to make fun of some Jews.
Whoa.
That's a little far.
Nargatory.
Nerdy story.
Jury rejects killer shrimp suit. Widow claims her husband died after flying shrimp injury. The family of Jerry Kliatis, 47, Jews, has sought $10 million from the Japanese steakhouse chain Benihana Steakhouse, accusing it of a direct responsibility for his death in 2001. The chefs are famous for fast and furious knives and food-tossing stunts. So it's one of those like grills.
Yeah,
where you
hibachi.
Go to and, yeah, they throw shit at you.
What, do you choke on it?
No, apparently they kept like throwing shrimp at him. And he kept ducking it.
Stop. And then cut it out. Died. How'd he die?
The lawsuit claimed the Long Island man wrenched his neck after a chef tossed a piece of shrimp at a family birthday party. In the month after the party, the man was treated by several doctors for various ailments and underwent surgery to relieve numbness in his arm. 5 months after that, he checked into the hospital with a high fever and died. His family said the fever was a complication of the surgery.
Not the allergic reaction to the shrimp.
The man was a rock, the family attorneys told the jury. Benihana and only Benihana set motion in the forces that led to his death.
Man was a rock. He died next shrimp.
This is funny. The family claimed the unidentified chef tossed shrimp at the partygoers three times, the last time at the man, and refused to stop even after their pleas.
See, I would have been
please.
Happy.
They're like, can you please stop throwing shrimp at us?
Oh, you like shrimp, huh?
Oh, no, no, stop. No more shrimp.
He won't stop.
Oh, take the shrimp. Oh, no, no, please. My father is a bad man.
You like the shrimp? No, no, no. It's funny.
Oh, no, no, yes. Please, please, oh, my God. Stop it.
Is he okay?
Please stop. He's dying.
Oh, no, he wants shrimp.
He's dying. Oh, no, more shrimp.
Oh,
no,
it's good. It's good.
No more shrimp.
Oh, you like the shrimp?
No, my shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's fried shrimp.
No,
oh, God. Oh, you want some?
It's in his eyes.
Oh, you want some pepper on it? Okay, no problem.
No. No pepper.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
No more.
Oh, no. More? Okay.
No. No. He's dead.
I can get a lot more.
Hey, Benny, bring back more shrimp from the back.
I got a whole box. You want some?
Oh, shit.
You want some more?
No more.
Oh, okay. Oh, here, have a whole box.
No.
Look, I make a volcano.
Stop, you're killing it. You're killing it.
Hang on, let me punch him in the face.
I'm kicking balls.
Oh, man.
They didn't air that in the story. He was punching him in the face.
Yeah. That is funny.
That is funny. Okay.
It's just a pile of shrimp and there's blood coming out of the top. Oh, I make volcano.
That's hilarious.
Come on, Steve, make fun of him.
All right, we're the aristocrats.
Nothing, Steve?
He's fucking stupid.
What's stupid?
He's fucking dead from shrimp.
What a fucking loser.
Apparently the shrimp didn't even hit him. Well, in our version it did.
Yeah.
That's what really happened.
Yeah. That's what they don't want you to know.
Well, to me, the family's just looking for some fucking money.
I'd say so.
I think someone should go throw some shrimp at the rest of the family.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. Like, leaving the courthouse, people throw shrimp at them.
I would.
I would, too.
The jumbo shrimp, too. The fucking half-purple ones.
That'd be really funny.
Raw. With stinky. The shells are cutting her face open and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't cut the fucking shells off. It'd fucking cut her face off.
And all stinky.
All stinky and shit. Anything else you got, Steve?
No.
Steve's getting tired.
Aww. I want to play more games. I'm pissed.
Put the baby to sleep.
Play more games. Come by next week. I'll have a new game for you.
I got a fart coming.
I'll do wrestling. Do it in the mic. I'll do wrestling trivia.
Do it in the mic.
Do it on mic.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, come on, Mike. Come here. He's going to fart on you. No.
Yes.
You got one?
Here we go.
That was weak, I think.
You think?
I think I have to take a shit.
Oh, no.
The apple juice is starting to kick in.
Yeah.
Mm, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're the aristocrats.
Thanks for all your help, Steve.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Dickhead.
Take care now.
Asshole.
Bye-bye then.
Faggot.
Fuck you.
Hey.
All right, we're the aristocrats. Bye.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
No, we won't.
But that's my life.
Bye.
Maybe we'll do it Saturday.
We'll do it Saturday. Maybe.
Maybe.